Hey, welcome back to another episode of Cox Talks. This is Matt, and no, I am Logan. That's Matt. Welcome to another episode. Matt, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, bud?
I'm doing good, man. Things are going well. We have a lot to episode. We wrapped up the weight loss challenge. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes. You've got some big news. We've got some current events. Lots of stuff going on. This should be a good, fun one.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. So before we get any further into what we're doing, we got big things happening all over the podcast today. Probably the biggest is Matt,
The fuck was?
you've got some breaking news for us.
Oh, that's what that noise was? Shit.
That's a breaking news alert.
I thought it was, to catch a predator in the background or some shit, but. Hi, I'm Dick Chris Hansen. No, so my big news is yesterday morning, I woke up with my first erection since the blood incident, and I put on some porn. And I actually came. I haven't came since that incident, so I am extremely, extremely happy right
You heard it here first, folks. The blood is in the wiener, not on the bed. Matt's back.
I'm back in action. I'm ready to start fucking again.
Oh, God, nothing grosses me out more than that sentence. I don't know if anything in the world could be worse than what you just said. Oh, God, that's so bad.
I'm on the prowl. And I'm ready to start hitting some bitches.
You can't. Nope, Chris Brown did that, and he got in a lot of trouble.
Sorry, I'm ready to have sex with bitches. I
Yep.
apologize, I didn't mean hitting.
Yep, but you said it. So,
Shit happens.
Matt, anything fun happening this week?
So I want to bring something up, and I don't know how you feel on this. But I'm getting to the point where there are fucking parties for everything now. I don't know if you've experienced it. There's engagement parties, birthday parties. Fucking women are now having period parties for their kids. Well, I went to my first gender reveal party this a couple hours ago. I just got home from it. Have you ever been to one, or did you have one? I know you have kids. Did you have one? And if you did, you didn't invite me, so I would say no.
So, yes, I've never been to one per se. We did have one for my youngest daughter, but it was like just family. We didn't like want to bother everybody else. So
Okay.
we didn't do it where it was like we didn't make a big deal about it. We did it with like close family.
Oh, okay. So I feel a little bit better about not being invited. But I've never, like, my sister, for example, my sister got married a couple of years ago, and she had an engagement party, a bridal shower, like two different bridal showers, a bachelorette party. And then my sister had two weddings, one in a church and then one for friends and, one for friends and family, like the church or just the friends. But it's just like, I feel like there's fucking parties everywhere. I was so frustrated at this party. I mean, I was happy to be there for my best friend and his wife. But I mean, so I got in trouble because they came to me. They're like, "Hey, what do you want it to be? Do you want it to be a boy or a girl?" And me being the asshole I am, I said, "I just, I want them to have an abortion so we can get this shit over with."
Oh, you
So.
can't say that.
So I wasn't very liked at the party, but then again, someone overcast me with them. They were like testing because they did that whole throwing of the baseball thing, and they hit it and it blows up, and it was blue, so they're having a boy. Congrats! Well, they threw a yellow ball at this run guy. They hit it. Dan hit it, and it went across the yard. And some guy goes, "Hey, you're having an Asian."
That wasn't you. I expected
No,
that.
I was upset that that did not come to my head first. When I heard that, I have never laughed so hard. I almost fell to the ground, and that made the whole party worth it. That and the cake.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, anytime that there's cake being given out, it's always a good time. Except I did go to a party once that they were giving out cake, but it was like lactose free and all made out of soy, and it was like eating fucking chalk slices. It was the like if you're gonna have cake, like fucking have a cake, put eggs
That's
in
like
it.
eating liberal tears right there.
Oh my God, dude, it was so bad. Like fucking
But
hipsters.
But dude, I can't. I don't know about you, but I can't stand red velvet cake. That just. I don't think that's a cake. That's just fucking disgusting for some reason.
Oh no! A well done red velvet cake with a cream cheese frosting. I'll fuck a homeless man for it. It's so good.
That's a little intense, brother. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I mean, a clean one, like newly homeless, like not you've been homeless for years, like 2 days, things are going bad, like wife kicked you out, you've been homeless for a couple hours. Like, I'm not talking like a real homeless guy. I have standards.
Now what would you take to fuck a long term homeless guy? What would you get in return?
Oh, it'd have to be millions of dollars, like millions, enough money to where I forget about it.
So how much money would it take for you to give me a blowjob?
None. Not a single dime would make me do that to you.
Really? Okay, so now let's take me out of the fact. How much would it take for you to give a blowjob?
More money than anyone could ever print. It would be $50,000 billions. No, it'd be billions of dollars. Billions.
I would do, you know, $50,000 in a night in a nice hotel and shit.
Oh, yeah, but you're a cheap slut, so.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back into it, back into the ballgame. Now, well, I know you have some other things, but my main question to you that I was thinking about prior to starting this is how would you ever do a Devil's Three-Way?
No, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
No.
What happens if your significant other came to you and said, hey, I will do a girl-on-girl three-way, but you have to do a Devil's Three-Way first. You wouldn't do it?
No. Uh-uh.
Why not?
I don't know. I just couldn't do it. I think I'd just staring, like, seeing another guy, it would make me just, like, it would just end it. You know, over.
Yeah. How about, like, another guy watching you?
Like, how far away?
Like, in the same room, like, beating his dick in the corner.
I mean, if it's dark and I can't see him, probably if I can see you, it's not going to happen. Like, no.
Like well lit, like you're doing a fucking movie.
That's weird. And you're also not coming to my house ever.
Damn it. Hey, like I said, I'm back on the ball game, man. I'm trying to just get it any way I can, so fuck you for shutting me down. So, sorry. Anyways, go ahead with your go ahead with the show before I just totally derail it.
No, I'm good with it. There's nothing. This one is probably the loosest planned show that we've had. There's not a whole lot going on. Like, there's some sports stuff to talk about, but we don't want to talk about sports the whole time. Oh, let's get into the weight loss challenge. So the results are in. It is official. I don't know how much detail you want to go into it, so I won't go too deep. That's what she said. If you don't want to, the results are in. I have won. It, like we discussed before, it wasn't like either of us hit the goal that we were trying to get to. We didn't even get close to the goal that we were trying to get to. But there is a winner. It is me. And you suck and lose.
Hey, you know what? I'm proud that I ended up losing 11 pounds. I know I haven't sent you the picture of it, but I had a bunch of parties this weekend, so I've probably put that 11 pounds back on in this last couple of days. But yeah, I lost 11 pounds. So I'm 11 proud
pounds,
of myself.
11 pounds was good. I was down 16.4. You were just
throwing the 0.4, you dick.
I mean, I just subtracted. It was easy math a couple minutes ago. You know, so it went well for me. I definitely could have lost more. I definitely still can lose more. But, yeah, I mean, it all around was pretty cool.
Now, where was your downfall that you think that you could have lost more?
Eating at night. So after the kids go to bed, everybody settles in my house. My wife and I are kind of alone at night, and that's normally our time to, like, all right, well, we made brownies today, or we have cookies, or, like, hey, you know, we didn't do much for dinner because the kids weren't super hungry, so we didn't eat much. So it's like, hey, I'll run out to Arby's or Wendy's or, you know, whatever, Burger King, whatever's open and close. So we did that. We do that not a lot because it's expensive and we don't eat out a whole bunch, but, like, we definitely eat at night, whether it's popcorn or just bullshit, you know, pretzels at the house or whatever. But I think definitely eating at night was the biggest thing that we did.
So you didn't do that military diet that you kept bragging about? You didn't do that much?
No, I stuck with that for probably, 2.5 weeks. And then it just got to the point where I was just pissed off and angry all the fucking time. Sorry, let me fix this real quick.
You okay?
Yeah. Hello? Yep, can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. Sorry, no, my dog just went out the dog door and it was a lot of shit, so sorry, my fault.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's real staticky. We're having some technical issues. I think we're good. Sounds like it's in the clear. Okay. Oh, never mind. Hang on.
This is what low budget is, everyone.
Alright, it was a loose cable not plugged in all the way, so that's what you get for what you pay for. So free content, it's gonna be... Oh. Alright, I think we're good.
Does your cable keep falling out? This sounds like your sex life.
Keeps popping out. My headphone cable was wrapped around the auxiliary cable from the microphone, so it was like kind of pulling on it, so I think I've untangled it without touching things. I think I figured it out.
Nice.
So what was your biggest downfall with the weight loss challenge?
So my biggest downfall was soda. I'm going to sit here and bullshit you. For the first 2.5 weeks, I could not get rid of soda. That was probably my biggest thing. And then I cut soda out completely, and then I drank like little Gatorades, and then little Gatorades turned to big Gatorades, and I tried to stop that. For me, it's eating. I can get around, and I did like a cheat day, so that way I wouldn't, commit aggravated robbery or aggravated assault or kill people. But my main thing was probably the soda, and I was eating well. I was eating a lot of salads. I was doing the Nutrisystem, but I cannot cut soda out of my diet for my life, dependent on it. But luckily, lately, I've been really good. I haven't had a soda in forever, but I'm still drinking Gatorade, which still has much sodium and bullshit in it. So,
yeah, and I kind of was the same way. Soda wasn't a huge deal for me because I don't drink a lot of it anyway, but coffee. I drink a lot of coffee, and I thought, like, all right, well, I'll just drink black coffee. It tastes like licking a cat's asshole if you've never done it. It's the worst. So I was like, all right, well, I'll use, like, sugar-free creamer. And that was okay, but then I didn't like that, and I put a couple tablespoons of sugar in. So it was really cutting back on that. But most days I only have a glass of coffee or a cup of coffee. So I didn't think that that was, like, that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So I, like, that was a big thing. So I understand what you're saying with, like, the soda and Gatorades, and I even tried at one point to switch to, to switch to, like, those Frappuccino drinks, like, in the glass bottle, and it just didn't work out how I was hoping, because those things are full of fucking sugar, so, yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I hate it. Everyone's like, oh, you could do diet soda, or, like, the Gatorade Zero, but no, that just tastes... like shit. That's like having sex without coming. I mean, I think it's dumb. I will never do that. If I'm going to drink a fucking soda, I'm going to drink a goddamn soda.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's in, like, even, most of them taste like shit too. Like those LaCroix and all that kind of stuff. Like, nothing tastes good. I did find one soda though. It's a diet soda. Mm-hmm. And it's called Zevia? Let me see if I can find it really quick online so I can get it right. Zevia. Z-E-V-I-A. And it was the closest thing to drinking, like, a real soda, but it's fucking expensive. Like, you can go buy a six-pack of Coke for, like, $1.99 or $2. Zevia is a six-pack is, like, $6. And you'd find it on sale at, like, the grocery store from time to time, but still, it's, like, $4.80. So it's like $5 a fucking six pack on sale.
Yeah, I went to Whole Foods, or was it Sprouts? One of the two. And I tried to do, like, their all cane sugar shit. That tastes just as horrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's got that real, like, artificial taste. It's got real just kind of, like, I don't even know how else to explain it. Just kind of, not really chalky, but just, like, real artificial. It just tastes fake. And maybe that's, should have diverted me from any of that, but it was no fun.
Sorry, my dog is going crazy in the background like normal.
No, you're fine. I think I'm getting a cold, so I'm trying not to sniffle into the microphone as much as possible.
Oh, dude, I was hanging out with my niece this week, last Sunday, and she's starting to get sick, and I was playing with her, and she just looks at me, smiles, and I smile back at her, and she just shoots a snot rocket right in my mouth. So I'm waiting to get sick.
Oh, so, dude, I've, like, I obviously I have kids. I talk about them every now and then. When my oldest, who is way old now, but whenever she was a baby, I was playing with her in her bedroom. Like, she was a few, maybe, I don't know, maybe 6-7 months old, like old enough to like hold her head and like you could play with her. Actually, maybe even older than that, but whatever. And I was playing with her, and I was sitting on a rocking chair, and like it was, I don't know, middle of the day. I was rocking in the rocking chair, playing with her, and I like picked her up over my head, like both hands like on her body, picked her up over my head, and I'm looking up at her, going, "Oh, you know," and like talking to her, talking baby talk to her, and she's looking straight down at me, and she threw up into my mouth.
Oh. That just ruined my day right there.
Oh, dude. I've had, like, and I know it's like a Louis C.K. joke, but it's true. Like, I've had kids sneeze directly into my mouth. I've had kids, like, my daughter wiped a booger onto my face a couple of days ago, my youngest. Like, kids just don't get what germs are, and they just put them everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's just, it's bad. I mean, but. And then the other thing is, too, is she's also on one of those things where she'll do that, like, thing with her mouth and, like, stick her finger in her mouth. And then she'll try to come do it to you and stick her wet fucking finger right into your mouth. It's like, ugh. I'm not a big germaphobe, but that's I can't do it. Can't do it. I love my niece, but I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen everything with kids.
Yeah. Hold on for 1 second. Sadie, go outside. Go outside. God, I hate my dog.
Your dog is named after, like, an old woman. Sounds like you just banished an old woman to your backyard.
Oh, I'm trying, but she won't listen to me. It's like, I tried to do my show upstairs like I normally do in my room, but my roommate's listening to a movie, and it comes through my vents, and I can hear it through the microphone. So I'm like, I'll just go downstairs. And now Sadie's had all fucking day to eat, and then what happens right when I start doing the show? She wants to fucking eat. It's loud as fuck.
What movie is he watching?
I have no fucking clue, but it sounds like some sort of war movie, so I didn't want like some weird war movie background in the podcast. So I was like, fuck it. But now I have, like, a dog eating in the background.
Not watching like Debbie Does Dallas or anything?
No, if it was Debbie Does Dallas, dude, I'd stay on the radio with you, or the, you know, podcast with you, and beat it the whole time.
So that's weird. But it is, we're getting really close to Halloween. We're in October. So in the spirit of October, I looked up a list of the best horror movies. Like the top, I think it's top 150 horror movies of all time. And okay. I couldn't be more pissed off at the list. And this is on Rotten Tomatoes. So not like it's like, you know, Janky Steve's fucking movie reviews. Like Rotten Tomatoes is a pretty big, you know, movie website. And yeah. It is the most dog shit list that I've ever fucking seen.
I should start out by saying I'm a pussy and I'm not a big horror movie. I can't get through them, man. I've seen dead people. I've been shot at. I've been stabbed. But when it comes to these fucking horror movies, I can barely watch Walking Dead. That's how much of a pussy I am when it comes to horror movies.
But you like haunted houses. You invited me to a haunted house like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I like that shit, but for some reason, horror movies, they freak me the fuck out. Like, I went and saw It, or not It, I'm sorry, Chucky, like when The Last Bride of Chucky came out, and I had a fucking umbrella in the back of my car, and I was driving down the 101 coming home, and the umbrella, for some reason, opened up, and I about crashed my car on the fucking freeway, because I was so scared. So, I am a little bitch when it comes to horror movies.
See, but
anyway, sorry, go ahead with your list.
I can do with or without them. They don't bother me in any way. But this list is just like, even if you don't watch scary movies, you've heard enough of them throughout time to understand like the good ones and the bad ones.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start at number 150. I'm not going to go through all of them because I haven't looked at all of them. But number, like, so it starts from, like, worst to best, and 150 being, like, towards the lowest.
Okay.
149 is Hellraiser, which is a fucking classic. And then 148 is Candyman. So, like, right there, like, two of the biggest ones. And then like some of the Nightmare on Elm Streets are pretty low, which some of them do suck, but yeah. But still, like, Scream is number 133. Scream is a fucking classic now, which is weird to say because it came out like when we were kids.
And it's actually a really good movie. It really is.
Yeah, so then jumping forward to, like, Paranormal Activity is 113, the original Paranormal Activity. But then I jump all the way to, like, the beginning of the list, and number one on the list is Get Out.
What the fuck is that? I've never even heard of
it. It's the movie with, it's basically, like, a white girl is dating a black guy, takes him home to meet her parents, and the parents, like, kidnap black people and basically take their brain out and put the brain of, like, an old white person into it, and then the old white person can, like, live longer and then live in, like, this youthful body. So, like, then they do, like, these silent auctions where they auction off the black person. So the guy that, the white girl's dating this guy, like, fake dating him, and then he comes home with her, and he's a good, like, photographer. Well, the guy that ends up buying him, which sounds really weird and, like, slavery-ish, but it's not slavery.
Yeah.
The guy that ends up buying him is, like, a guy that used to be a really good photographer, but now, like, his eyesight's bad or something. So he buys him thinking, like, oh, now I can be in this youthful body that's already a photographer. And then it's, like, his journey of, like, getting out, like, killing the family, more or less. But it's not, like, it's funny. Like, you laugh more than you're scared. And yeah. When you're scared, you're not scared. It's more of, like, a thriller and not a horror movie. It's just fucking, like, this list, I was super excited to go over this. Like, A Quiet Place is number three. Good movie, but yeah. Shouldn't be number three. Like, the only one I agree with being towards this list, like, they have fucking King Kong. They have King Kong from 1933 as a horror movie.
That's not a horror movie at all.
No. Like, Psycho is number four, which I agree with. Like, that's,
yeah, that's a pretty good
one. Decent for that one. But, like, again, not really a horror movie.
Frankenstein. Yeah, it's an action movie.
Jaws is number 16. Again, like,
it's another action movie.
Yeah, it's not really, like, a scary movie. Hereditary, which I just watched, which was fucking good. It's number 20 on the list, but I don't know. I was really excited about it.
I want to bring this up real quick. Are they also, like, factoring in how it's affected people? Because I know when Jaws did come out, when I forgot the exact time it came out, but that movie shut down beaches because it freaked people the fuck out. So are they, like, factoring that into it, or is it just, like, the quality of the movie?
It doesn't look like it. It doesn't even look like it's, like, strictly the quality. Like, obviously, the Rotten Tomatoes score that they give it plays some effect into it, but not, like, a whole lot. So the first Jaws came out in 1975, and it has a score on Rotten Tomatoes of 97%. Hold on. Okay. So they're giving it, like, an adjusted score, and I think that's what they're going off of. So the adjusted score comes from a weighted formula that we use that accounts for variations in the number of reviews per movie. Alright, so they're kind of fucking with it. But, like, Jaws got a 97%, and then it's number 16, but at number 17, so behind it, is a movie that got, like, a straight 100, and it's called Vampire, and it's in, like, a different language. It's Vampire der Traum des Alan Gray. So it's, like, a foreign film. German, actually, by the names of the people that are in it. But it got 100%, and it's number 17. So it doesn't seem that there's any, like, rhyme or reason to it, but it's a dog shit list, and it upset me. And we were going to go into it, but now I'm realizing that I don't like this list.
Okay, so I know Netflix is doing, like, the horror movie thing, and I think Amazon is doing it as well. So I was looking through the list, and I saw something. You remember, like, the Borat movies and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so they a German film company did one of Adolf Hitler. So this guy dresses up as Adolf Hitler coming back and now trying to make it in the comedy world. I don't understand what the fuck is going on, but it's probably one of the funniest, like, first 30 minutes of any movie I've ever seen. So I highly recommend it. I'll have to get you that name.
Is it called Look Who's Back?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
It's a German satire comedy.
Yeah, and it's all in German subtitles, so I don't like to read. So I didn't make it through the entire movie, but what I did read, it was fucking hilarious. So I don't support what Hitler did, but that was fucking hilarious, that movie.
It looks like it's a comedy film about Hitler returning to modern day Berlin.
Yep, and then like he like the one part I saw he went to like a modern day nice person or like what is it like prim and proper class, and he just offends the fuck out of the guy. It's really funny.
That's super funny.
It's like Borat but Nazi Germany.
That's actually pretty funny. I'm looking it up right now. It actually looks like it could be pretty funny. So, yeah,
like I said, if you don't like reading like I don't, you'll probably make like 25, 30 minutes into it, but it's worth at least that amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's recently come out, so it should be a pretty good one. Lots of big news happening. We're not going to get into it because I don't care about politics. But Judge Kavanaugh was officially confirmed, even though people are like protesting and people are still like freaking out and women everywhere losing their minds.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, if he raped this woman or if he sexually assaulted this woman, like, he shouldn't be on the highest court in the world. But it doesn't look like there's any other than her statement, which should, you know, be enough. But you have to have proof because he hasn't been proved to be wrong. The FBI did an investigation, and he was officially confirmed, which puts like weeks of just chaos to rest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still continuing from what I've been seeing. And, you know, and I'm one of those people who I've worked in prisons. I know you have too. I worked in some sort of form of law enforcement, you know, my whole entire life. And it's you need the evidence to be able to prove, you know, guilt. And I hate to say that, but there's really no evidence outside of her words. So why are, you know what I'm saying? Why are people demonizing him just on that? Now, if I would come out and say, hey, I got sexually assaulted by this girl, everyone would just, you all right over there?
Yeah, just same issue. We're good. I'll fix it.
Okay. But I'm just saying, it's the same thing as if I would come out today and say, hey, I was sexually assaulted by this person. They'll be like, okay, nothing's going to happen because there was no proof. And like I said, I have friends who say, oh, Jesus Christ. You all right?
Yeah, I think it broke.
Dude, it sounds like you're getting shot over there. Do we lose Logan? Hello? Hola.
Alright, Matt, we are back. I think I fixed the issue. I could hear you at one point, you couldn't hear me. So let's give this another try.
It wouldn't be a Cox Talks podcast with Matt Logan unless one of us drops the call.
Right. Fucking. All right. But anyway, we're back. And what you were saying, basically, like, you have to be proven guilty. Like, there, you know, you can't just make allegations. And it's not how our society works. It's not how our court system works. Good thing is there should be due process, and you should have to prove it. You know, it just sucks that it's happened at this level in our country. And with our current president, like him or hate him, he's made international news, and other countries are looking at us like, good Lord, they elected us a reality TV star as their president. Now they have a rapist as a judge, you know, whether he did or didn't. You know, like, you're right, though. You have to be proven beyond any reasonable doubt. And there's tons of reasonable doubt in this case because there's no hard evidence, and it was like, what, 30 years ago?
Yeah. And I believe that something happened to, I think her name is Ford, right? Dr. Ford?
Yeah, Blasey Ford.
Yeah, so I believe something happened to her, and I feel absolutely horrible for her to be put through this, you know, to have this incident happen to her. Like I said, I believe something happened to her, but I don't know why the finger was pointed at him, and you know, without that evidence, I understand, and I hate the fact that women, I know a lot of women who have been sexually assaulted, some of my friends, I know actually men who've been sexually assaulted, and I understand that it's hard for them to report it, and I feel horrible, because it's one of those things where it's like, why did this happen to me? You know, why couldn't I prevent it? And I feel horrible for them, but at the same time, if you don't report it, there's going to be no way to convict someone down the line. And all this backlash of him coming, you know, getting yelled at and stuff like that, it's like he's getting proven guilty without, you know, prior to being proven innocent. You know, and that's not how this country works. That's why we have due process. And like I said, I feel horrible for this, who this happened to women, and they just need to understand that, you know, this did happen, but you need to come forward with it. And I know it's easier said than done, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I'm a father of three daughters, and as a man, it's very easy to say, well, just fucking say something. But most of the time, like, you know these people, and in her case, like, she went to school with him. He was, like, a friend that she had known, and, like, I guess you just don't, like, oh, you don't want to think that this is happening, or, like, you don't want to believe that it's happening. But I've worked as a cop before. I've worked, you know, these type of cases. I've had friends of mine who have called me, you know, off-duty whenever I was a cop and said, hey, this happened to me. And it's very simple. It's like, hey, you need to report it. And then they go, well, I don't want to. I don't want to ruin someone's life or their career or whatever it may be. But no, like, fuck that. They did this to you. And as a dad, like, this is a very important point for me to make to my daughters of, first of all, don't put yourself in these situations. Have good friends around you that are going to watch your back all the fucking time. And if you do get put into one of these situations, you tell someone immediately. And I get that it was different times 30 years ago. You didn't have an iPhone that you could, you know, take videos or instantly call someone. You had to go find, like, an actual, like, landline phone. So I get that things are different. But I think it's a good thing for people today to know, like, fucking tell somebody. Tell somebody. Yeah. So we're done with that. I don't want to talk about politics anymore.
And don't be ashamed. That's all I'm going to say. Don't be ashamed if it happened to you. Just tell someone.
Exactly. In really good news, baseball is almost over. Baseball fucking blows.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, it's the fucking worst. But if you're a baseball fan, or if you're not and you just want to know who is in the playoffs, it is the Cleveland Indians are playing the Houston Astros. The New York Yankees are playing the Boston Red Sox, which is always like a loaded series because of the rivalry between those two. Mm-hmm. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Colorado Rockies, so they've advanced. And they will play the winner of the Atlanta Braves and the LA Dodgers. Nice. I can't wait for this bullshit game to be over. They play like 168 games or 164 games in the season. It's fucking dog shit. I fucking hate baseball. I can't wait for it to be over. But it will be over soon enough.
See where I hate baseball, and this is the only thing that, I mean, it could have changed since the last time I really researched this, but I hate how they don't have a salary cap. So they can go out and just load up their fucking players with really expensive players, and they just go through and whip everyone's ass. I'm pretty sure that's what New York does, because they're always in the fucking playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what the Yankees did this year in the offseason. They loaded up with a couple of big players, a bunch of big home run hitters, and they're still kind of, you know, not super into it. They were in the wild card race, so they were kind of almost not even in the playoffs this year. But yeah, I totally agree with you. Baseball is not a sport; it's an activity. It's like cheerleading.
Hey, whoa! My mom does professional cheerleading. Okay, calm down. Or yeah. She's a coach for professional cheerleading team.
Yeah, not a sport; it's an activity. Not a bad activity. Not saying anything bad about it. Not a sport.
I would have done it if I was in better shape, because that's what all the guys got the girls, bro.
Nope, they were gay, man. Matt, all of those guys were homosexuals.
No, trust me, they weren't. I know when I helped out my mom, those guys were, well, you're right on some sense, but the ones that are straight were laying pipe like crazy.
All right. Well, that brings us into current events. Sports is out of the way. Well, oh no, we have one more sports thing. If you are a UFC fan, which I'm a huge UFC fan, last night was one of the biggest nights of the UFC, if not the biggest night in the UFC. Conor McGregor, an Irish fighter, fought Khabib Nurmagomedov, who is a Russian fighter. Khabib is the champion, but there was a lot of speculation of, like, is he actually, like, a good champion? Should he be the champion? The person he was supposed to fight got injured, pulled out of the fight due to an injury. They gave him a short-notice replacement, who is the number 11-ranked fighter. So the number one guy fought the number 11 guy. Kind of lopsided odds. He beat the shit out of him. It took him 5 rounds to do it, but he basically embarrassed the guy. He didn't finish the fight, but he embarrassed him. But Khabib fought Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor hasn't fought in the UFC in 2 years. His last fight was just over a year ago when he fought in boxing. So not even a UFC fight. He did a boxing match against Floyd Mayweather where he lost. It was in the the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. He lost the fight against Mayweather. Comes back last night. Pretty decent fight. Khabib is a wrestler. Connor's a striker. The first two rounds, Khabib was able to kind of take him down, just kind of grind him out. The third round, Connor was able to keep it on the feet a little bit more. Connor got hit with a big, you know, big punch and dropped, got back up, hit Khabib with a big left hand. It looked like it was going to be a pretty good fight. Going into the fourth round, Khabib took Connor down. Connor was tired. Khabib was able to get his back and choked him out. So Khabib is the solid champion. But then that's when it got fucking crazy. Did you watch the fight, Matt?
I didn't, but I saw the aftermath. That was really fucking crazy.
Holy fuck. So basically, Conor McGregor's on the ground, just got tapped out. Khabib runs over to Conor's corner, where like his team and coaches are. And there was a guy named Dylan Danis. He fights in Bellator, so kind of like the off-brand of UFC. But Dylan Danis was talking all kinds of shit to Khabib, talking about his dad and being a Muslim and his country, you know, being Russian and all this shit. Like, just talking all this shit. Which, it's fighting. Like, talking shit happens. Khabib didn't like that he was talking shit. He jumped out over the fucking fence. He jumped outside of the octagon. Connor sees this happening. He tries to run over to help out. He takes a swing at Khabib, misses completely. I don't even think Khabib saw it. He's in the crowd. Like, him and Dylan Danis are throwing punches. Connor, or Khabib's manager, who apparently is a terrorist, got in on it, and he was getting punched. When I say that, like, he was on an airplane from Cairo, Egypt, flying to New York City on, like, September 10th or September 11th of 2001. He got pulled off of the flight and arrested, and he ended up giving up the names and locations of other known terrorists in exchange for his freedom. So he was flagged as a terrorist, he is a terrorist, and then he basically snitched on other people to keep himself free, and now somehow he manages athletes. It doesn't fucking make sense to me.
And how was he let in the United States? Usually they shut that shit down.
Yeah, because that was part of his plea deal, was he gave a bunch of names and then got nothing. He got no punishment in return, was my understanding. He ends up in the fight, he's throwing punches with everybody, and then fans, it looked like, or maybe it was parts of Khabib's team, they jump in the ring. One of them sucker punches Connor, doesn't do much to him. Another one tries to, Connor turns around, hits him with a left hand, pretty much ends that. But it was just fucking chaos for like 15 minutes. They escorted Connor out of the ring. You know, a bunch of cops surrounded him, and they ran him out, you know, and hit him in the back. And then Dana White, the president of the UFC, came out and he said, "Listen, Khabib, I can't put the belt on you, because if I do, these people are going to fucking lose their minds." Because it was like 90% Irish people in the audience and like 10% Russians.
Yeah.
And they ran him, you know, they got everybody out, but now they're, you know, trying to figure out. No one got paid. The Athletic Commission held everybody's checks, or Connor's check and Khabib's check. And they're going to hold them until they find them. And both of these guys are foreigners, so they're here on visas, so they may not be able to get back in the country. So there's lots of weird implications. But I've been a UFC fan forever, since the first Ultimate Fighter, which was years and years and years ago. I started watching the UFC. I don't even remember what it was, but it was a long time ago.
They called the Octagon, right? That's all I remember, is UFC Octagon or something. Or am I going crazy?
Well, the Octagon is what they fight in. They fight an Octagon.
I'm sorry, I don't watch too much UFC. I watch it.
So the Ultimate Fighter debuted in 2005, and I was watching it maybe a year or two before that happened. But yeah, I mean, it definitely was the craziest thing I've ever seen in, what is that, 15 years of watching the UFC. It's the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen. It was nuts.
You know, where I used to live out in Santana Valley, you know Chuck Liddell, right?
Yeah.
I guess he had a big house like right down the street from me in Santana Valley when I used to live out there. No fucking clue. Yeah, him and DMX.
I knew DMX did. I actually met DMX once.
I met him, and it was not a good experience, so fuck that guy.
I met him in jail.
Oh yeah, so you didn't have a good experience.
I almost tased him, actually.
Oh, no shit.
So, yeah. When I worked at Tent City, all of the inmates had to work. Like, they had jobs, like, whether it was, like, cooking dinner or, you know, like, whatever, folding laundry, and, you know, kind of shit like that. Yeah. They were, like, getting all of the inmates up to go to work. And I had the whole tent cleared out, and then I see one person still in there. Well, his name on his booking information didn't say DMX. It was, like, whatever his actual name is. Yeah. Which is doesn't sound anything like a rapper. Let me see if I can pull his name up. It's like Earl Simmons or Earl something. And he was laying in his bed. Yeah, Earl Simmons. He was laying in his bed, and I was like, "Hey, man, you gotta get up." And he was like, "Fuck you." I was like, "Dude, last chance. Like, get out of your bed." And as I said, last chance. I guess he took it as I was threatening him, which I kind of was. And he. He jumps off the top bunk and he goes, "Or what?" And he starts like barking at me. And I was like, "Is this fucking for real?" And I didn't realize that he had been moved out to Tent City. So I get on the radio and I'm like, "Hey, I need, you know, additional officers in here. This guy's barking at me." And like, I wasn't too worried about him because he's not super big. And he's just like this bald guy. And he's like, "What? What?" And he's like, "Do it." And I was like, "Okay." So I pulled my taser and was like, "Get on the fucking ground, idiot." And he did. And we handcuffed him and like, and stuff like that. Like, but yeah, that was the time I met DMX. I also met Mike Tyson at Tent City when he was an inmate.
I heard Mike Tyson, though, he was actually really respectful.
He's super respectful. Cops,
even though I heard even though he acts like he's a dick towards cops, he's actually really respectful.
Yeah, he was the nicest guy. He was quiet. He just kind of stayed to himself. He said hi. But yeah, it was no big deal. So anyway, back to the UFC. I started watching the UFC around UFC... I don't know, 48-ish, so 2002, 2003. And it was literally the craziest thing I've ever seen was last night, which I thought was kind of cool. It was definitely cool to say that I saw it, not that I wasn't a part of it, but it was cool to, like, I watched it live, I watched it happen, because this is going to be a huge thing. These two guys still don't like each other. Khabib choked him out. Hit him in what's called a rear naked choke. So he's like choking him out from behind. He counter taps. Khabib keeps cranking on it. And it was almost more of like a neck crank than it was an actual choke. but he didn't let go right away. And then he stood up and starts yelling shit at him. Like, these two will be feuding forever. And you know, this is where the money is. The people want to see this shit again because of how it exploded. So, you know, Conor lost, but people are still going to tune in every time that he fights, especially if he fights Khabib again, because people want to see what's going to happen.
Well, I saw the fans in the crowd were fucking fighting at the weigh-in. Did you see the video?
Dude, they were, and I was supposed to go to Vegas this weekend, but we didn't end up going, and I'm kind of glad that I didn't go. But there were people fighting in the casinos all, like, literally from, like, because the events started, I want to say Thursday, yeah. Wednesday or Thursday, everything started. They always do, like, open workouts where they invite people to come in, and then you watch the fighters do, like, their final workout, and then they let people do, like, the ceremonial weigh-ins at the evening, like, the day before the fight. So it was, like, Friday night they did them. But people were fighting in the casinos. They were fighting on the strip. They were fighting at the weigh-ins. They were fighting at the, you know, the press conference. They were fighting the entire fucking weekend. There were people still even fighting today.
I just don't get it. I'm not that into sports where if someone came up to me and said, "Hey, the Cardinals suck," I'd be like, "Yeah, they do," and just keep walking. I mean, I wouldn't fight about it.
Right. I'm a pretty, like, passionate UFC fan. I have, like, the favorites that I root for. I have, like, the teams that I want to win. I would never in a fucking million years throw a punch over a fucking sport. It's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah. No, I had a buddy once. Me and him went to, what was it? Like a sporting arena or something like that. And, like, we saw an Oakland Raiders fan burning the jersey in front of, like, the game. Not the game. It was, like, a bar we went to. He was burning a Cardinals fucking jersey in front of the bar. It's like, who are you that into that fucking game that you're burning a Cardinals jersey? It's like, what the fuck's wrong with you, man?
Right, a jersey that he paid for. So, like, yeah, burn it, jackass. You already. It's like we talked about that before with the Nikes. Like, oh, yeah. Cool, you paid for it, ass fuck. Like, no one cares.
Yeah. I mean, I'll never be that into a thing, and it's because I'm more into football. Football is like my sport, but I'm not into it as much. It's like now people are signing petitions to remove Dak Prescott as their fucking quarterback. And I would never get that passion into it. You know, last year, Dak was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and now they want to fucking get rid of him. It's like, you fucking hypocrites.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's I went off on that tangent.
It's the what have you done for me lately news, you know? Like, yeah. So let's get into current events. We'll wrap this up. We've covered quite a few of them, but I guess we'll stick with this one because it's pretty UFC related. So there is a fighter named Derek Lewis. Lewis is a heavyweight fighter. He was getting his ass beat for 2 3/4 rounds. Wasn't doing super good. He's a heavyweight, so these guys just one punch and the fight's over. Literally in the last 10 seconds of the fight, he clips his opponent, drops him on the ground. His name is Volkan Ozdemir. He drops him onto the ground. Alexander Volkov. He knocks him out. It's fucking phenomenal. Like, the knockout was crazy. But then, like, the thing that's getting him a ton of, publicity was his post-fight interview with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan went to talk to him, and he just... I'm going to try and play it and see if we can pick it up. He just says the craziest shit.
Is that big black guy?
Yeah. So we'll see if this picks up. I'm going to try and turn the volume down so it's not, like, overly loud, but loud enough for us to pick up. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Oh, stupid commercials.
Oh, damn. I hate how Facebook puts commercials. Oh, shit, sorry. Yeah, I can't hear it, dude.
All right, it's just now getting to Rogan's interview. If you didn't catch what he said, he is standing in the octagon with his pants off. He's just got literally like just his underwear on, like tight like compression underwear. His shorts are over his shoulder. Joe Rogan goes, "Hey man, like why'd you take your pants off?" He goes, "Cause Joe, my balls was hot." And then
did he have a big dick?
You can't see it. He's got underwear on. But then
I'm jealous of big dicks.
But then he keeps doing the interview, and Joe Rogan, you know, asks him, like, you know, what was going through your mind? Like, you've got a lot of heart. Like, you know, what else were you thinking about in the fight? And he was like, my boy Donald Trump called me, told me beat this Russian bitch, fucking on live TV. You know, show him. He's like, UFC up, or he's like, USA up in this hoe. So funny. Like,
I thought I saw that, but I didn't.
Dude, this isn't like the first time that he's done this. He was in another fight maybe a year ago, and he kept getting kicked in the stomach. And every time he'd get kicked in the stomach, he'd like wince in pain, like he was like out of the fight, and then he'd, you know, come back. But it happened like 2 or 3 times in the fight. And Joe's like, "Hey, walk us through what's going on. Like, what was happening when he was kicking you in the stomach?" And he's like, "Yeah, Joe Rogan, sometimes you just gotta go poo poo, man." Just so funny. So every time he fights, I watch just to hear. In a hope that he wins. And I'm like a legitimate fan, like to hope that he, like, just to hear the crazy shit. And he's also now, really good. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, I was going to say, do you think he's actually really crazy, or he's taking a couple of hits that, or he just fucks around?
I think he just fucks around. I think he's really funny. And he's also like a good person. When Houston flooded with the hurricane, what was that, last year or the year before? He got in a boat, like his own boat, and he floated around the city helping people. So he's like a good dude.
Yeah. So he's like the J.J. Watt of UFC.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Good for him. Sorry to keep bringing it to football. That's the only sport I really know.
No, you're fine because it's next with football. So another big current event today from football, which was trending. So I mostly go to Twitter and I pull things that are trending on Twitter. One of the top things that I found was Linval Joseph, who is a lineman for the Minnesota Vikings. He picked off a pass and then ran 64 yards to the end zone. So, you know, a guy that normally is just a really big dude that wouldn't be scoring touchdowns scored a touchdown. And it's an even bigger thing because the Eagles are like the reigning Super Bowl champions. So he cleanly picks the ball off and runs it 64 yards to the house. No one else catches him.
Defensive lineman or an offensive lineman?
He is a defensive lineman.
Oh, okay. I was like, how did an offensive lineman do that?
Yeah, no. He's a big old defensive boy and ran 64 yards untouched.
Yeah, I remember I watched the All or Nothing on Amazon when the Cardinals were doing it, and that happened with them as well a couple times. I love it when the big ass, you know, guys who normally would never do it run in for touchdowns. That just always makes me happy.
Yeah, I think it's always funny. So this one I brought up just because I wanted to say, like, I don't really fucking care. And that's really the only reason is Taylor Swift has finally opened up about her political views. And this is trending, and I don't know why, and it really pisses me off. But she basically came out and said, like, hey, I'm just posting this about the upcoming elections on November 6th. I want to fight for everybody, and people shouldn't be discriminated against, which is like, yeah, duh, fucking everybody knows that. Yeah. And I don't know. It pissed me off, and I just wanted to say, like, yeah, we don't fucking care. No one gives a shit. You're a celebrity. Like, no one cares.
I will stand by this all 110%. I will never tell people what to think. And, you know, politically, you believe what you believe, and I support you 100% as long as you support me. But these fucking celebrity liberals are really starting to piss me the fuck off. And people who are trying to impose their views on you is just really pissing me the fuck off. I'm sorry, but it's getting to me.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't even read it enough to see if she was like conservative or liberal. I really didn't care. Because she's not saying anything new. Like, we should elect people who care about everyone. Like, yeah, everybody fucking thinks that. Like, this is 2018. Like, you're not saying anything new. So, like, I really don't give a shit.
Yeah. And then I remember one of my favorite bands growing up in high school was Disturbed. I love Disturbed with a passion. And this is
when George... Are you down with the sickness?
I used to be. Now I'm not anymore. Because this is back when Bush was president. I went and saw him live at the Marquee Theater, and they started to chant "fuck Bush" just like nonstop. And I'm like sitting here, I'm like, maybe, you're in Arizona.
Maybe it was like a sexual chant. Maybe they were telling women to shave their vaginas.
I wish, but it wasn't. And I've not liked Disturbed since. I will not listen to them because I paid good money for this fucking show, not for you to come tell your political thing. Same with Macklemore. I know people, when he did that fuck Trump thing here in Arizona, I don't care. I will not listen to Macklemore anymore because I paid money to hear your music, not your political views.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on another political rant. I'm trying not to, but...
No, you're fine. So we will get off of politics pretty much completely. Venom debuted this weekend, and it made $80 million, which is the highest October opening since Gravity, that really weird movie about outer space with Sandra Bullock and
Sandra Bullock.
The other guy. But that was 2013, so this beat it. So, yeah, they beat out Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born, which made $41.3 million, which is still crazy. But Venom made $80 million, so it made almost double what A Star Is Born has made this weekend. So pretty crazy. I mean, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
I would do dirty things to Sandra Bullock. Just you mentioning her name just got me horny.
That's weird that's what just happened. But, yeah, she's a very pretty lady. But I haven't seen Venom. As soon as I do, we'll talk about it, I'm sure. So,
you want to go see it this week?
Maybe, yeah.
Or actually next week. I'm on vacation next week. We can see it and then talk about it.
I'm cool with that. We can figure something out. We'll talk about it offline.
Or we just tell everyone we go and all 58 viewers can come with us.
Right? Sorry, I'm trying not to sniffle, but I feel the sniffles and the sneezes coming again from my cold.
Sneeze. It's always funny to sneeze on microphone. That and fart. I don't care what anyone says.
Eric Reed, who was a former player of the San Francisco 49ers, and more importantly, the San Francisco 49er team that Colin Kaepernick was on. He, I think it was a week or two ago, signed with the Carolina Panthers. He's been out of playing for a while. The Carolina Panthers picked him up, and he took a knee again today during the national anthem. Again, like, I get the point that they're trying to make. Yeah, you know, do whatever. I was in the Army, and I guess the bigger picture is that we do fight for the freedom of people to be able to protest like this. Just, you're at work. You shouldn't be able to do it at work. That's my only thing. Like, I get why yep. you're doing it, and I understand the implications of doing it. But if I took a protest at work, I could get fired for it. In the same thing of, like, when I worked at the sheriff's office, if I had a sign in my front yard or stuff on my car and people saw me in uniform and it was, like, political stuff that said vote for whoever, I can get in trouble for that. Like, you can't bring your politics into work. And whatever. I mean, he took a knee. It's still happening. Like, we get it. The NFL this year has made it where they're not showing it. So, like, during the broadcast, you're not seeing it. And they're not talking about it. But Twitter is Twitter, and the internet is the internet. So we're still hearing about it.
Yeah. I don't want to get into it because I'll lose my shit.
Yeah. NFL kickers. Basically, this year, NFL kickers have struggled more than any year that I can imagine.
Oh, God, yes. Crosby sucked today.
Oh, dude. And he's, like, one of the best, and he had, like, the worst time of his life. But today, what is his name? I'm trying to find his name really quick. Sorry. It is Graham Gano. Gano. G-A-N-O.
With Carolina, right?
Yeah, he's the Carolina Panthers kicker. He drained a 63-yard field goal, which is one of the longest game-winning field goals. There's been other people that have done 63. I think, like, 67 is the longest. But they weren't game-winners, so this one was a big deal because it was an actual, like, game-winning field goal, which is fucking nuts. It's so far away. If you don't know how far 63 yards is, like, go figure it out. Go measure 63 yards and just experience how far that is. That's more than half of a fucking football field.
You have to keep it up, too, because what is it, like, the pole's, like, what, 10 or 15 feet in the air, too?
Yeah, so when he kicked it, it looked like he was at, like, the 50, like, the, I don't know, like, the 54, 55-yard line, and then the end zone's 10 yards deep, and then the field goal post is, like, 10, 15 feet in the air. So it's pretty fucking impressive. Like, that's yeah. a really far distance.
He might be number one draft pick next year for fantasy.
Yeah, right? He made it. The Cleveland Browns kickers, he drilled one at the last in overtime with like 2 seconds left. So that gave the Cleveland Browns their second win of the season, which I think is pretty cool. And then, as you had mentioned, Mason Crosby missed four today. So he, or five, I guess, technically. He missed a 41, a 42, a 38, and a 56-yard field goal, and an extra point. So he missed five fucking kicks today. And if he would have made those, they potentially could have won the game.
Yeah.
And he's been a guy that has been just insane. So he left 13 points on the board today because of missed kicks. And he's been a guy that's been, like, one of those consistent dudes. And just the kickers, for whatever reason, have just been in struggle city.
Oh, and then who was it? I was watching the Steelers, a little bit of the Steelers, before I went to that stupid gender review party. And he missed, like, one or two extra points from what I remember seeing, too.
Yeah,
it's and just I remember crazy. Green Bay, they stopped doing field goals. They were going, like, you know, fourth down and 10. They were going for it. They were doing two extra points. I mean, granted, they're down a shit ton, but they were like, fuck you, Crosby. They didn't even go to him.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you kind of have to just go for it. So, yeah, I think that's all of the sports news. Yes, that is all of the sports news. We have a couple more left. I think we're going to skim through some. One that I do want to spend a lot of time on, or not a lot, but a little bit of time, is Lindsay Lohan is fucking crazy. So this happened a little bit over a week ago. We haven't done a show since then. But basically, Lindsay Lohan tried to kidnap two refugee children because she thought that they were getting sex trafficked, which they weren't. They were with their mom. But she tried to kidnap him, and then the mom punched her in the face.
God, she used to be so hot. Now she's just fucking a train wreck.
Well, and so she, like, somehow got this, like, weird British accent. And then she started dating, like, a Middle Eastern guy for a while, and then got, like, a Middle Eastern accent in this video. And I'll try and play the video. She's, like, talking to them, but it definitely sounds like she's talking, like, not Jewish, but, like, she's speaking Hebrew to them. It's the craziest fucking thing. And I don't know where this took place. I don't think it was in the U.S. I'm trying to skim through. Oh, it was in Greece.
Okay.
I think, yeah. But here, I'm going to try and play the video. We'll see if it plays.
You're going to hit another commercial.
I won't leave until I take you. That's Lindsay Lohan.
Now I know who you are.
I could have sworn that was like a jihad beheading movie, not a fucking Lindsay Lohan speaking.
Take it. This is the Arab. This is not Arab. You're ruining Arab culture by doing this. Shalom alaikum.
Yeah, shalom. Like, that's Hebrew.
They want to go. I'm with you. Wait, don't worry.
She's walking down the street behind them.
The whole world is seeing this right now. Shalom, hello.
What the fuck is wrong with her?
It's here, son.
So she literally says, give me him. And in the video, she grabs a hold of the kid. And then this is what happens. I kind of skipped forward and then went back. And then this is what happens next. So that's when the mom punched her. And then she basically says, like, she hit me. Oh, let's see. Hang on. She turned the camera to herself. She's insane. She's fucking insane. Yeah. So many drugs. It's like all the drugs.
It sucks because, I mean, all like the good-looking girls who I had a crush on in like elementary school, high school, you know, like middle school, you know, like the time where you're supposed to have a crush on these girls, they're all fucking batshit crazy now. Dude. Like, really batshit crazy. I mean,
all of them.
I mean, you know who another one is Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah, dude, she got super crazy.
And super fat. Have you seen her lately? She got, like, a tit job and then just fucking gained more weight than probably me and you lost.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, being a celebrity isn't all it's cracked up to be. It's fucking, not that it's hard work, but it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand, like, at what point did the, I mean, I get, like, why they crack because they're getting followed by people all the time and shit, but it's like, you know, you knew what you're getting into when you said yes. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind if people follow me around. I get paid, you know, $80 million a year.
Yeah. And I don't know, man, with this one, like, the family, they were refugees, so they had all their stuff in suitcases. It was a mom, it looked like a dad, and then two kids. And they're just trying to find somewhere to live. And she literally, they're ignoring her. Probably they don't understand her. I think they were Syrian refugees, so they probably don't understand what she's saying. She's saying all this crazy shit. She's following them for, like, blocks, like, down the street following them. And then she grabs a hold of one of the kids, and the mom turns around, says something to her, and then just punches her in the face. And then she's like, I'm so scared. Really? Like, this is what's wrong with our societies. People don't think about what they're doing. Yeah, you grab someone's kids, you fucking moron. What are you doing?
Well, and then my thing is was she the one yelling like Bahaklahar Shalom and shit, or was that the other people?
Yes, that was her. So she talks with like this weird accent now, which is totally fake. And yeah, and then she's the one that was saying like she was saying that they were Muslims, and she's like, this is not Arab. Well, yeah, Arab isn't a place.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is people who have multiple personality disorders, they tend to change their accents. Like, there's this girl who's at the subway right down the street from my house who will start speaking British to you and then go like back to a typical Arizona accent and then start speaking British to you. It's like,
yeah,
people have a disability like that, but I think Lindsay Lohan's is caused by drugs.
Yeah, and it's not a disability. You're just weird drama kids. I grew up in drama. That's just how weird fucking drama kids are.
Yeah, but man, when she was in Mean Girls, I wanted to be mean to that girl.
I don't know if that's what that means, but anyway.
Meaning not have sex with her if she was of age and I was of age.
In other news, there are birds in Gilbert, Minnesota, which is a little town, that are drunk. There's a bunch of drunk birds flying around. Apparently they're eating fermented berries, and it's causing them to run into windows and into cars and all kinds of shit. So there's a town that is overrun with drunk birds.
So it's like Attack of the Birds, that movie?
Yeah, but like...
Or Birds, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, but then these ones are just drunk, so they just want to... They just want to cry and tell you about how hard their life is and get all emotional and sloppy.
No, that's Sorority Girls.
Right. So that one's pretty funny. So here's one that's kind of crazy to me. Do you know who Banksy is?
No.
He's that, like, graffiti artist?
Oh, yes.
So he sold a picture in London recently, and it's a girl with a red balloon. It's like a famous like tag that he did where it's like a girl in black and white. She's holding a red balloon that's the shape of a heart. So he released or he sold that, and it sold in a London art gallery on Friday. And it was sold for... It had acquired it from the artist in 2006, and the winning bid was... it was £1 million. So let me convert this. GB. Those were all the wrong buttons. To US dollar. So if I do the quick conversion on this, it is, so it's it's £1,042,000, which is roughly, $13 million. Oh, sorry.
So fuck you, transferring from yen? I don't think it's that much of a difference.
It's $1,336,000.
Oh, shit.
So a ton of fucking money for this painting. Yeah. But just after the hammer went down, the painting was shredded through a remotely activated mechanism within the frame. So the frame was kind of thick, and the bottom of it was actually a paper shredder. So as soon as it sold, whether it was Banksy or someone else, after they realized that it was sold, it shredded out of the bottom, and then basically the printed picture came out of the frame into strips from the bottom. It was completely shredded. So someone paid for it, and then picture was shredded.
So, like, they did it on purpose, or it was just a total mistake?
No, it was done on purpose. The bottom of the picture frame is a paper shredder. So it was done on purpose. So once it was paid for, someone remotely triggered it, and it shreds the picture.
So they paid $1 million, or whatever, £1 million, to shred a picture.
Well, they didn't know. So it was a surprise. So they thought that they were buying it, but once it was bought, like, it was like a doomsday switch, had like a kill switch. So, like, if it was ever sold, it's done. And it fucking completely shredded.
Oh, okay. So it was something that he put in to make sure that this person who he gave it to would never sell it.
Basically, yeah. It is what it sounds like.
Oh, okay. That's actually pretty fucking cool.
Right? I'd be so fucking mad. But maybe happy because I didn't lose $1 million.
That's true.
Speaking of $1 million, an oblivious man in Connecticut discovered that he had a winning Powerball ticket in his wallet from 4 months ago. It was 4 months old. He bought the Powerball ticket for a May 2nd drawing, kind of bought it on the whim, forgot that he had it in his pocket, and he waited 4 months, which is crazy because you only have like 5 months to turn them in. So he cleaned out his wallet, which was 23 days away from expiring, and he was able to go cash it in and win $1 million in the Powerball.
Lucky fuck.
Right? How fucking crazy is that?
Dude, I get excited when I find a dollar in my wallet.
Right? And when I buy fucking Powerball tickets, I don't, like, put them away. Like, I am actively waiting for the drawing, and I don't buy them often.
Yeah. I just take it straight to Quick Trip and just do the scanning in the back, and then I immediately throw them away when they say, you've lost, haha. You just spent $20 for no fucking reason.
Right. So our go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I have one thing for you afterwards. I'll let you do your last one, and then I want to say one quick thing.
Cool. Our last one is Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen celebrated the opening of its 3,000th store with a special menu item, and that was chicken wings dipped in gold. The chain announced that the 24-karat champagne wings, so they were battered in champagne and covered in 24-karat gold flakes, are available at select stores nationwide. And they're only $10. They're considering serving the $10 gold wings at more locations if the promotion provides popular. So I need to figure out the stores that have them, because if there's some around here, I will go buy some.
And you said this was Popeye's?
Yeah.
There's a Popeye's right down the street from my house. I'm looking that shit up as soon as I get done.
I will look it up right now as you bring up your next thing. I'll see if I can find a list of places that are doing it.
So just real quick, have you been watching that video that's been floating around YouTube of that semi-attractive girl going crazy and keying the shit out of that guy's car? What the fuck?
Sorry, it was an ad. I was trying to pull up that thing. But yes, I did see it where she's like yelling. She's like, I went crazy. And she's like keying the fuck out of the car.
Yeah. Now, my question to you is, that bitch seems crazy. Do you think that sex was good?
I mean, to put up with the crazy, maybe, but yeah, I mean, yeah, she's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I mean, but I've always wanted to know, is a girl who's that crazy, I mean, when I was dating Rebecca, or I've said her name before, but fuck it, I'm still gonna say Rebecca, she was fucking crazy, but she never keyed my car, but that sex was just fucking probably still the best sex I've ever had in my life. So I'm like, I wonder if it was worth getting the car key to have sex with her.
No, nothing is worth that.
To me, it is. I mean, I think the whole Jody Harris thing, that, I mean, I feel bad for that family, but from some of the stories I was saying that the sex they were having, like getting tied up and shit, I think is worth getting stabbed.
No. There's nothing worth dying. There's nothing worth thousands of dollars in damages. I don't know. Maybe that's the difference between me and you and our weird sex lives, but there's nothing that's worth that.
But I do hate it when people say, hey, he died doing what he loves. I love having sex, but I don't want to have a fucking heart attack during it or something. Like when Paul Walker crashed, like, oh, he died doing what he loved. Yeah, but I don't think he wanted to die in a fucking car crash. I think he wanted to die of old age. So,
right, I agree with that.
Sorry, that's just my fucked up saying of the day. So, but I think that lady looks like she would have some good sex. And if she wants to come on over, private message me. You can keep the shit out of my piece of shit car. As long as you ride this dick.
Well, there it is, ladies. Open invitation. If you want to mess up someone's car, you just gotta suffer through Matt's wiener.
Yeah, all you gotta do is just let me lay on top of you for 15 minutes, blow my load somewhere weird on your body, and then I'll give you my car keys. Go key the fuck out of it.
Done deal. Totally. We're ending. We will end it on that. Everyone have a good night. Matt, I will see you, or I'll talk to you in a couple of days.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.